Christopher Graham, incumbent. ChristopherGraham.ca. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, born and raised from a pioneer family, originally arrived in the mid-1800s. What is your occupation, and for how long? Accountant. Owner of Beacon Tax since 2012. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. First elected in 1996 with over 20 years on council. I have served in all appointed capacities as a member of Central Saanich Council. I am currently representing you on the CRD as the mayor's alternate director, and as a regional water supply commissioner. In the past I served 8 years as a trustee on the Greater Victoria Public Library Board, 3 years of which as chairman of the board. I have been actively involved in the business community as an owner of Beacon Tax Services, and have served as a director on the board of the Peninsula Chamber of Commerce. Why are you running? What's your motivation? My 2-year-old daughter is my motivation. I want to see our farms thrive, our businesses doing well, and our environment protected. I want to do the most I can to leave her, and others the best world possible. Municipal government is the place you can make the greatest impact and have the most influence on the world around you. I believe in public service and giving back to the community. I have a lot of experience and knowledge that would benefit the community and I want to share with council and staff. What are your top 3 issues? The Saanich Inlet is a reverse fjord, it deepens further in. Development and runoff from farming, as well as live boards have threatened the inlet with pollution and turbidity. All coastal communities around the inlet need to take an active role to restore the environmental and fishing value the inlet has had. Heating flyover has been approved. Making sure that traffic safely flows in a positive manner, with minimal impacts while generating economic activity. A lot of our facilities and infrastructure have aged. We must prepare our finances and move forward in asset renewal in a sustainable manner that minimizes your taxes. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Maintaining and enhancing our quality of life needs to be our top priority. A community that works together with Sart Lip and Say Out so we can move forward together. A safe, well-developed trail and path network, which enables active transportation. A robust urban containment boundary, that protects our farmland and rural land so we can access fresh, local food, and farm markets. A Saanich Inlet with a healthy ecosystem that supports the wildlife and people living around it. Vibrant village cores that meet our community's needs for all services, such as access to medical clinics and childcare. An affordable community, which allows for a balanced demographic and being able to maintain a young workforce. What's one big idea you have for your community? Reversing the zoning and approval process in the Keating Business Park. Currently, zoning allows permitted uses. If the use isn't permitted, a rezoning is required that involves a lengthy and expensive process with an uncertain outcome. Often, business owners are looking for property that they can buy to set up their business. If they have to buy, then rezone the land before starting their business and prior to construction. This ties up financing during a potentially long period of time without any income coming in. In Keating, we could reverse this to only restrict the uses that the community does not want to see. This would allow for more innovation by removing barriers to trying new ideas and fostering economic growth through faster approvals.